7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Burnt Toast. You can call me Tobe. What was that? I saw a shadow. My name is Tobe, and I'm down at the creek. Now, I'm sure you might be thinking that's no surprise, but it should be. We've got some weird weather conditions. Hey, wild strawberries. First wild strawberries of the year. Okay, I hear bird stuff. Is there stuff? Okay, let's get under the canopy. We got a short weather window. We're not going to be out here for too long. And what you need to know is that it rained yesterday. Shortly after Dubious Goals Committee, it got dark, and about 45 minutes later, we had rain. We had on and off. What was that? We got shadows. Rained on and off. We even had some hail, some like 10 millimeter hail. That was great. And the real reason that I wanted to come down here to see is to see if that log got moved. I almost came down here when it was raining, but it was actually raining pretty hard. I don't really have any rain gear, so we're down here now. There's a lot of bird chatter. I'm looking around. I'm looking up in the trees. I'm looking for owls. And I thought, well, we better check for mushrooms while we're here, too. So I grabbed a bag. I grabbed a paper bag and a mushroom knife, just in case. All right, this might be tricky. The slope looks slick. I think we got a slick slope. Okay, I hear birds. Where are they yapping at? Oh, okay. Yeah, hi. I got one. Here's my owl buddy. No wonder I couldn't see him before. I was standing back there. Now that I moved up a few steps, yes, up above me, right up above me, in a little tree that's across the ravine there, we got our big friend. Hi, buddy. Who's a good buddy of mine? You're a good guy. Okay, I found an owl, and he's very nice. I'm trying to get my... There we go. Trying to get my camera out of my pocket. I'm not going to be able to get a shot from him right here because those branches are in the way and my camera's going to focus on those branches instead of this owl trying to find a... Yeah, this is no good. I'm going to have to stand halfway on the very dangerous slope. Oh, hi, buddy. Oh, damn. And as soon as I got here, he jumped. I was about to point my camera at him, and he jumped off the branch, and he flew over there. And where did he go? Now he's behind another big tree, and I can't see him. Oh, that was cool, though. I wish I had my camera ready, because when he jumped off, he spread his wings, and he was looking at me, and I thought he was going to dive down at me and jump, and I was going to get eaten by an owl. Didn't happen, though. All right, yeah, now he's up on top of, he's in the top of this tree. Yeah, we can't see him, but birds are freaking out. All right, so what does this mean? We're going to very carefully, very, ooh, we got some coprinus, tiny little mushrooms. Very carefully working my way down this very, very slippery slope. Hey, did that owl move again? Alright, I'm going to stop right here. I'm halfway down the slope. I just want to check some other branches. I know we've got more than one owl down here. Because, I mean, hell, we saw two yesterday. They were hanging out next to each other. Okay, yeah, we've got more floating detritus all jammed up down here. Okay, looking into the creek. Ooh, yeah, all these plants are covered with mud. We got lots of little ducky tracks. I don't see any golf balls. Probably wouldn't anyway. They would all get covered or washed away. And the shopping cart moved about, what, 10 meters, maybe a little less. Okay. Looking up, I'm looking up in the opposite direction of that owl. But those birds are still wigging out. Let's see if I can get my eye on our owl friend here. Not at this angle. It's kind of humid out here. But it's kind of cool just because I'm still in this valley here. All right, now. Oh. Hold on, I got something in my eye. Ow. Now, let's move down. Let's move down here and take a look and see if that log got moved. Yeah, I think the log got moved. Oh, I think that owl is above me somewhere. Oh. That's difficult to walk. Yes. Our log that was hindering our movement through the creek has moved. And I was wondering how far it got moved. I can't see it from where I am. So it managed to move quite a ways. All right. Good to know. All right. Now, from this angle, can I see my buddy? Well, he's way up there. I can't see him. I know generally where he is, but yeah. Okay. Now, we need to turn around and go upstream just a little bit. Oh. To check the mushroom area. See if there's anything up here. Yeah, I'm walking along on the little trail here. The mud is sticky. Ugh, getting up out of here might be difficult today. What was that sound? Birds freaking out, but not about owls. I'm just staring up into the trees. All right, continuing to move. Water level was high when it rained. It came down pretty good, pretty fast. So I imagine the water level here rose. It rose higher than the bank here because look at this. Yeah, it just slightly higher than my knee level up here on the bank, which is probably a meter and a half higher than normal. How do I know this? Well, because there's stuff that was floating on these plants at the high water level. And, yeah, all these plants are covered with mud. Then if you look up the bank, you can see kind of a line where, now see, these plants, they don't have mud on the leaves. That's because they weren't underwater. All right, so we're basically approaching... Oh, here's a Caprinus, a tiny little Caprinus in the path. We are approaching the mushroom zone. Okay. This is where we really need to pay attention. A lot of float detritus here in one of our spots. We need to make it up here a little bit further. Now, of course, I don't have high hopes. But we got to check, don't we? Because you never know. You never know. But the truth is, it's been hot. So it's been too hot. It's been too dry. I don't see any of my little guys. They're called Marcella Esculenta. And I can't think of anything that rhymes with Esculenta. All right, looking up into the trees. Where are my owls? Well, we know where one of them is. And, yeah. I think I'm going to bail out. In the spirit of staying cool and not getting sick, I'm going to get out of here now. The sun is starting to come up over the local horizon. And I think we have discovered all that we wanted to discover today down in the creek. We found our owl buddy. And we found that the log was moved. And we didn't find any mushrooms. Well, we found some mushrooms. Not the ones that we're, you know, really looking for, but we found some anyway. So I'm just going to count this as another successful visit to the creek. Even if we didn't get any golf balls. Because we got a good look at our owl buddy. And that was nice. So, what to do? I got to climb out of here. This is going to be a little bit tricky. I should, hold on a second. Let me put the camera back in my pocket. I can still hear birds freaking out, so maybe we'll be able to see our owl friend from up here. Oh. All right, this is where it gets weird. Yeah, okay. No, I think we're good. And we're up. Let me turn around to see if I can see my owl friend. He's up there, but I can't see him. But all the other little birds can. And the little birds don't like him, no. They're complaining and yapping and wondering about how to get a golf ball clean. Keeping a ball clean is
keeping
important.
A ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook securely holds.
Glinda.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
Dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look at that.
Okay, do you want to get in the kitty business pit with me or not? What are you doing? Okay, so yeah, I'm back at home. And I'm sitting here on the floor. I guess I don't need to put the blanket over my legs. The cat, as soon as I walk in the door, of course, I gotta pour more water for the cat. Start doing more cat stuff. And now, then she walks over here and then she has to almost sit on me and all the equipment. And say, well, what are you doing? And now she doesn't want to do kitty banky business stuff. And she's going has to walk over there. What are you doing over there? Why are you being a gigings? What's the kitty doing? All right, so nobody knows what the cat's doing. That's fine. So anyway. Oh, now that she's coming back. Hi. Well, what are you doing? Are you just going to sit right there? Or do you want to get in the kitty business pit? No response. Hi. Pet this kitty's face. Look at that. Pet your head. Look how fluffy your face is. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I guess we're just going to sit here and be weird and I don't know what the hell we're doing. Alright, so what are we doing? Nothing. I got nothing. I didn't do any synth stuff yesterday. I was going to, you know, record that thing and so that we could get it on, you know, tape or whatever we have these days. And I was going to do some other stuff and then I didn't do that. Why didn't I do that? Well... Oh yeah, now I'm remembering why I didn't do that. You know, when it was raining yesterday, I was eating lunch, and then I decided, I think I'm gonna watch some anime, and then I was looking for some anime, and I couldn't really find anything, and then I thought, well, maybe I'll just watch Classroom of the Elite, because that's been coming up in my feed, but I haven't been hitting on it. Although, no, I think I did watch, like, the first episode some time ago. You know, and when I say some time ago, I mean like a year ago or more. But no, I decided to watch it yesterday, and I ended up watching the whole thing. And I liked it. I enjoyed it a great deal. Although there was... let's just say I enjoyed it a great deal. As I drink this delicious Gaoshan. I liked Classroom of the Elite because it pushed some buttons for me. And it was interesting, kind of shady or dark in a sinister kind of way that I really appreciate. Kind of want to see more of it though. I mean, are they going to make another season? You know, I thought it really built up to, you know, it was 12 episodes. You know, it was 4 hours and 10 minutes of building up this character, the main character. What was his name? Ayanokoji Kiritaki. Ayanokoji Kiro... I don't remember. But my cat's looking at me. Hi. But yeah, I watched all of that, and that's why I didn't get anything done. But I had some pretty good lunch, although I could have done better. I had rice and some soup. Yeah, it was good, but yeah, like I said, could have done better. Am I going to have soup today? I don't know. I probably shouldn't. Okay, now the cat's walking away. Where's the cat going? Nope, she's moving it an entire... Wow, that's a meter and... That's 110 centimeters that she moved. And she's, oh, you're going to show me your butt? Okay, yeah. She's facing away from me. Apparently, she doesn't want me sitting here talking to you. Apparently, I'm supposed to be doing something else. I'm guessing I'm supposed to be pouring more water. But no, we've already done that 4 times. And I don't feel like doing it anymore. Yeah, suddenly I'm kind of feeling kind of sluggish. I'm just sort of sitting here trying to remember what day it is. Today, Monday? I don't even know. Does that mean tomorrow's Tuesday? That does mean tomorrow's Tuesday, but now I can't remember if this is the week I'm supposed to be eating tacos or not. So maybe I'll go get tacos tomorrow anyway, just because last week or so, eating has been a little bit weird for me. So I just can't find anything to eat. Everything's bothering me. Everything's making me sick, so it's super exciting.
Hallo, ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ!
Okay, the cat has returned. And she's standing right here. Hi, yes, what is it? Do you want some kitty water? Okay, oh my God. Let's get up and get the kitty water because some kitties are just so damn thirsty. Well, come on, let's go get some kitty water for a baby. And now I gotta walk over here into the bathroom. And we gotta take the kitty water bowl and we pour all the water out. Yes, now the cat follows me in. Okay, we put the kitty water bowl back down on the ground, and now we gotta pour the water for the baby. Here's your kitty water. Drink it up. Okay, stick the microphone right down here. Drink up the kitty water. Oh, it's so good. Oh, you're such a thirsty baby. Oh my goodness, yes. Oh, who's the thirstiest baby in Thirsty Town? It must be you. Yes, drink it up. Yeah, the thirstiest baby in Thirsty Town has been elected mayor of Thirsty Town. You're the mayor of Thirsty Town. All right, so now I gotta stand here. Now, the bowl is actually full of water at this point, but I have to stand here with the jug above the rim of the bowl, but just tilted back so water does not flow from the jug into the bowl, because the bowl will overflow. Then the water gets on kitty feet, and we don't like that. Okay, are we done? You don't want it anymore, are we done? Because I'm putting it away. Okay. We put the lid back on the kitty water jug. And why are you just standing here looking at me? What? All right, and now we can go into the other room. Okay. Who's a baby flatumpcho? You're a flatumpcho. I don't even know what that means. I just made it up. What's that sound? Oh, it's just my imagination, apparently. Okay. Yeah, that happens too sometimes. Oh, and I'm just glad I can sit back down here. Oh. All right. So where was I? What was I talking about? Looking around. Where the hell did the cat go? The cat went back upstairs. This means that the cat might be going back to sleep. It might be nap time for babies. Is it nap time for Tobe? No, we still got to do radio. And then I got to eat, and then it'll be nap time for Tobe. I'm actually tired as hell. I had kind of a weird night, but I slept sort of pretty much okay, just not very long. And I got up strangely early, and I said, well, I'm not tired enough to go back to sleep, so I might as well get up and do some stuff. Have I been very productive? No. I was mostly just sort of doing a little bit of cleaning, and then I remembered that I didn't do the laundry over the weekend, and now I got I'm just now remembering that, too. I got a couple loads of laundry that I need to do. Yeah, okay, I'll do that later. No problem. Well, hell, I could even do it now. I could get one load of laundry in before it's nap time. I don't like to sleep when my dryer is on because it just makes so much damn noise, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. And now it's the end of the line for me. Yeah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
And then water goes down the drain. I actually recorded that. That's in my bathtub. I love my bathtub. Yeah. I should probably put a load of laundry in before I do anything else, but now let's eat some food.